Hi.
Hello.
I want to thank you first because you saved my life every night. I'm a truck driver and I drive in the evenings. I do a line haul between Utah and Idaho Falls and back. A few nights back also, you spoke with my daughter. She had called in. Ironically, I was working, and thank you for letting her ask her question to you.
Well, you're welcome.
So anyway, November 1st, I was working, and November 1st is significant for me, for my father had died 7 years ago on that day. And I was coming home, back home from Idaho, and I had been following a pickup for a little while. You know, my truck's governed at 70.
Right.
And I assume he had his, you know, cruise probably set for about, you know, about the same.
Sure.
Or whatever. So I couldn't pass, you know, but I wasn't tailgating, but I was probably not back as far as I should have been. But I'd been following and there was no other traffic really to worry about and the weather was fine. At about mile marker 23, and this is significant because my birthday is November 23rd. I saw lights in the back, in my mirror, behind my truck, and I realized it looked to be a, you know, police car, so yes, I pulled over, and this officer walked up, or so I thought, and I see auras, okay?
Right.
I am psychic, I'm clairvoyant, I'm clairaudient, clairiscient, but anyway, I did not see an aura on this figure whatsoever. So now I'm kind of freaking out a little bit inside, but I'm keeping my cool and realizing, you know, it's everything's okay. I'm in control.
All right, you get to finish the story when we come right back, okay? Because I'll have you pick it up around the fact where this non-aura person came up to your cab. Okay, let's go back to our wild card line. You still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you were in your cab. You read auras on people. Someone came up to the cab. You thought it was a policeman, right?
I did at the time, yeah.
And you didn't see an aura. I'll let you pick it up from there.
He looked at me, and when he looked at me, I seen his face. And my brother-in-law had committed suicide a little over 2.5 years ago, the day before I had started truck driving school. And I recognized the face of that as my deceased brother-in-law. And he looked right at me and said, "Your father asked me to give you this," and handed me, this is going to sound silly, but it's symbolic, a Kit Kat bar. Back in 1986, November 5th of 1986, I had been in a terrible car accident. I was, you know, I was just a teenager and in college at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was recovering in the hospital, right around that Thanksgiving, my father had come in to visit me every day in the hospital and always brought me a Kit Kat bar.
That's something.
So anyway, yeah. Knowing that this was my... or thinking that this was my brother-in-law, you know, I'm like, I started to ask him, I said, "Why did you kill yourself?" And he didn't say, he did not answer me. The only thing he replied to me was, "Your dad said the time is at hand." And then he just blinked out. I mean...
just gone?
It was weird. It was like... it was almost like he folded backwards into like this dot of light and just gone. I mean... It just happened so quick. It was like everything just kind of...
Now, what did he mean, though?
It was interesting. I think it was an answer to a question I've been having for quite some time.
And did they answer?
Noticing the energies and everything. And, yeah, I do believe, you know, I listen to your show an awful lot, and I think you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I think we are getting close to having some massive changes on the Earth surface happening and everything, and I believe that that was a message to a question that I've had. So anyway, I obviously, you know, decided I'd better, you know, get going. I noticed that the cop car had vanished. I mean, there was
yeah,
no light.
There was no cop car.
No, and during this period, there's at this time of night, there's not a whole lot of traffic. I had only had like one other big truck pass me. Nobody else had passed me while I was pulled over. This was, you know, didn't take very long to occur. And about 5 miles down the road, George, that pickup I told you I had been following it was over on the side of the road because it had struck a deer.
Oh my.
Had I been following it,
you would have hit it.
If.
You would have hit it.
I probably would have. Now, naturally, you know, I stopped because I needed to make sure he was okay and make sure that, you know, he had a cell phone and everything. I could call for help. And
yeah.
He said yes. He had taken care of all that. He was fine.
Was his car demolished?
His pickup. It was a small pickup. And, yes, it was totaled. I mean, this deer's head was practically in his windshield.
Oh, gosh.
And he said to me, he said, I guess we got lucky you got pulled over back there by that policeman. And I was like, oh, my God, he's seen it. And he said, so why'd you get stopped? And I said, oh, just off the cuff. I mean, I'm thinking this guy's going to think I'm crazy if I tell him. I just said to him, oh, well, he warned me that maybe it would be a good idea if I slowed my trip down a little bit. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, well, he said, I guess we got lucky. And I said, yeah. And, of course, you know, I basically said I had to get going because I, you know, have a deadline to meet.
See, these miracles, they do happen. They do happen. That's a great story.